Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Seth, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one because this came into an email mailing list that apparently you're on and I'm not. Apparently you got a lot of people doing surveys out there that are hitting you up with things here, right?
Yeah, so I got this. Usually what I'll get is like, hey, the subject says something like, survey finds or research finds that Houston likes its fifth best player 79% more than other teams, or so they try to like hell to scale everything to where you're going. But I found this one interesting, given that it seems pretty remarkable that by a healthy margin, Jim Crane ranked as the most liked MLB owner
in the sport, like not the most popular Houston owner, not like
right,
Crane,
right. Yeah,
V.
in
McNair,
the sport of baseball,
V. Fertitta, yeah,
like, yeah, in Major League Baseball, yeah,
with his own fan base, right? Like, so yeah. They surveyed, what was it, 3,000 Houston Astro or Houstonians, mm-hmm. I guess, right? Mm-hmm. And the favorable rating that got him to first place, basically 7 out of 10 Astro fans view Jim Crane favorably.
Yeah. Which is notable. Like, not anybody else was even close to that. It was his likability score surpassed MLB owners average by 15%.
It's pretty good.
So he's incredibly likable compared to other MLB owners, almost none of whom I could name for you.
Do you think that, okay, likability is one thing. That's like that feels like a personality thing.
Yeah.
And even with that, I don't know that Jim Crane has, and I'm not saying he's a jerk or anything like that, but he's not like this gregarious personality. He's very businesslike and focused.
Oh yeah, yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, it's not like he's out there like an old Rooney giving dollar bills to the orphans
right.
or anything, you know?
Right.
Yeah. He does a lot of nice things, don't get me wrong, but he's just not that same personality.
But let's pretend that likability is actually a baseball thing here, that the likability has to do, and we're going to get to the really funny stat about this in just a second, like the hilarious stat about this survey in a second. But I want to stick with this 7 out of 10 thing. Let's just say it's because of, let's just say that this survey was based on likability is about baseball stuff. Decisions he makes, resources he invests in the team, all the criteria that you would come up with to judge your MLB owner. Do you think his approval rating right now is 70% with that? Like, is it over or under 70% with Astro
fans? I think,
fans?
Okay, given what we're about to tell you,
yeah,
I think that whichever pool of people they used for this study,
yeah.
I think it's still, it might be a little bit below, it might have dropped a little bit, but it's still probably the favorite in sports.
Yeah.
I think there's an identification there with also I think a lot of Astros fans feel like they've been through the wars with Jim Crane because of the being better than everybody else scandal.
That's a good one.
And all of that. It's I think there's a connection between Jim Crane and the fan base that's unique and different. Maybe to every other place except Bob Kraft and the Patriots.
Yeah. I feel like, well, let's give the stat that's really funny about this survey and then we can go into a little more nuance on Crane. 52% of the Astros supporters surveyed in this confessed to not knowing who Jim Crane is.
Yeah, which is which was a curious thing.
Like I'm reading this email you forwarded, and I'm like, this is interesting. I like what you've done here. Yeah, this is good. And then I get to the last one. Yeah, half the people didn't know who the guy is.
Sean, how did I send this to you, by the way?
You forwarded the email.
Yeah, I've been looking for it all day. I had deleted it out of my inbox, and I'm looking through my sent, and I can't find anything. I don't have the you have the actual email. I don't have the email any longer.
Yeah, I literally cut and pasted the bullet points into the rundown.
Okay,
here, so that's
if I could find the damn email, I'd be able to tell you exactly how they explain away that 52% of the people don't actually know what the hell who this person they're expressing their approval for is.
Like literally, the link just went to a Google spreadsheet that said 52%, 48%. Like, I don't know what
it's science.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. I don't know what the.
There's some people that they know how to work a Google spreadsheet and they put those numbers down.
I think, honestly, and this is not meant to be shade at Jim Crane at all. Jim Crane's been an amazing owner for the Astros. They've won two World Series. He's made some decisions in the last couple of years that I think are very questionable when he's gotten more involved in the day to day. I don't think that's unfair to say. I think this survey. A slightly over half the people not knowing who he is in the moment right now probably helps his score. My guess is the people not knowing who Jim Crane is, but they're just giving an approval rating based on how the Astros have done, are probably, my guess is his survey was probably done before the season started, and before they started 6-13, and they go, oh yeah, the Astros are amazing. I wear my Jose Altuve jersey to work every Friday. We're in the ALCS every year. He's got to be amazing. Oddly enough, I feel like the people that follow baseball super closely, who have benefited maybe more from this run of Astros dominance more than anybody else, are probably the most disappointed in Crane right now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's without even looking at anything, you know, a lot of people just, this is a great example of sometimes when people answer a survey question, they're not actually answering the question.
Right.
They're answering based on something else.
That's right.
And it's, this is notoriously like, okay, however you feel about the economy or anything else is also how you feel about the president. Like there's always like,
yes.
You can find a few different things where
yep.
You either love or hate that person based on something completely, not necessarily completely separate, but you're not... You're not genuinely answering that question that was asked.
Yeah. I'm still thumbs up on Jim Crane. I fear these decisions that he's making are going to be the ultimate undoing of this thing. That's my concern. My concern is this quasi board of directors that he's assembled here to run the team. You know,
you know what it feels like, man. It feels like your boss has a private jet. And he decided to learn how to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you show up one day for your routine weekly trip that you take with your boss on the private jet with the two hired professional pilots. But your boss is like, hey, I'm flying today. And you're like, awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to fly in an airplane with you 40,000 feet in the air flying it.
Right. Like, let the trained people do this stuff.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Jim Crane's flying the plane.
Hey, were you confused by Orlando Arcia's home run last night?
I was confused, and then I wasn't, and then I was more confused again.
Yeah. Here's what it sounded like. For those who missed it, Orlando Arcia, you want to describe it, Seth? Like the home
run?
Yeah,
Orlando Arcia hits a home run. It goes out, and it hits the left center. It hits the railing. On as we are looking at it on the right side of the Crawford box, it's the left center field railing
like
there.
Where the Jags backwards towards the bullpen.
And then it wasn't really clear from the broadcast when you first saw it where it went after that, other than that it fell into the field of play. So this is the home run call, and then Todd Kalas's adamant disavowal of the home run.
Here's
so
Orlando
this is first.
Versus Atlanta people.
Atlanta's broadcast first, and then Todd Kalas and Jeff Blum chiming in afterwards.
Here's Orlando Arcia.
In the air to left. McCormick going back. Still going. Is it gone? Yes. A solo homer for Orlando Arcia later. And it's 1-0 Atlanta.
Got just enough of it to get it over that yellow line in left field.
Oh, this could be a good look. Yeah, that's not a home run.
Yeah, that's a great shot.
That hits the yellow line in play. It has to go beyond the yellow line. Oh, yeah.
But it clearly hit the yellow line. Isn't that what you're looking for?
Absolutely. This is not going to be a home run.
View the ruling on the field is confirmed. It is a home run.
No, it's not. How's that not in play?
Yes.
So the yellow line is a home run?
So, okay, I'm glad Blum asked that question at the end there, because like a lot of us, I spent time, you know, looking up the Houston ground rules in Houston, the MLB rules and what have you. And what wasn't clear to Callis, and it got even more confusing after MLB clarified, because then Callis clarified, but then came back again and said, well, wait a second, MLB said that's not exactly what happened. This is what happened. It hit that railing. And as it is with the yellow, the rule in MLB on the yellow line is if it hits the yellow line and goes out of play, then it's a home run. If it hits the yellow line and falls back in, then it's in play. Simple as that. It caromed off that yellow railing. And then, like, the Houston rule, the ground rules are that they specifically point out that railing.
Yeah.
And then it went up and hit the sign above the viewing area there, yeah, and then fell back into play. So it was a home run, but I feel like a lot of people were either angry and then not angry and then angry again over the fact that that was counted. Obviously, ultimately, it didn't really matter in the grand scheme.
No, it didn't. Like, and they pulled the ground rules up and put them on the – they put a graphic up with the ground rules.
Yeah.
And I remember I had my computer on my lap. I'm kind of, you know, reading stuff and watching the Astros game at the same time. And I look up at the screen. I'm like, ah, that's a lot of words. It's already – it's two innings ago. They're not going to reverse the home run, you know?
No, but it was one of those things. I ended up on Reddit, on an umpire's thread where they were discussing this type of stuff. So it's one of those, and yet another baseball things that seems like it should be simple enough.
Yeah, right, right.
It's somehow made more complex.
Right.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So Callis got understandably agitated, I guess. I mean, ultimately, it was a home run, so it was incorrect. But yeah, this is two nights in a row now where Todd Callis has gotten agitated about something.
That's right.
Two nights ago, it was fans doing the wave in the eighth inning of a one-run game.
Going back to my wave comment, if it's a 12-3 game in the eighth, you guys do all the waves you want to. Have a blast. When it's this kind of a game,
you're stirring it up, TK.
I don't want the wave. I don't.
No, lock
this
in.
Has been a great game.
Okay, from a player's perspective, to your point, what you just said, I'll explain it, is if the fans were doing the wave in that situation and told me they were not focused on the game, that's the only thing I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
That's what we said.
All right. So Blum and Callis running on a platform, the political party of Blum and Callis running on a platform of ban the wave.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least in close games. He said it's 12-3, do you, but yeah.
Is that now? And I believe later on he said something. I had missed this on the broadcast, but somebody pointed out that he said he respects C.J. Stroud even more for not participating in the wave.
Me too.
I don't know if that actually happened or if that was a joke or not, because they showed C.J. Stroud and he, according to this one tweeter yesterday.
Okay. C.J. strikes me as a non-waiver, I think.
No, yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. Although, you know, there's a lot of pressure for him to, you know, to have a lot of fun with the audience and everything. I don't know.
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
You know, man. You don't want to let the kids down if the kids are enjoying the wave.
Do you think Do you think Callis is cracking a little bit under the weight of a 6-13 start? Like he's starting to get like a, you know, getting a little loose, a little emotional.
I think he's letting. I think the competitive juices are starting to
good,
flow a little bit.
I'm here for
it. The way he just flat out said, "No, it is not
right
about that home run."
Yeah,
I don't know if. Maybe I'm noticing it more because of the Astros situation. I feel like we've gotten a few more moments like that out of Callis this year than we had in the past. He's not. Maybe part of it is just simply because he's been here long enough now that he's just super, super comfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we haven't seen him really cover a team that's struggling like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, COVID year's the closest thing, but that was a year everybody got a mulligan, you know?
COVID year was weird. Yeah. 2016, the expectations were not the same whatsoever. So, he came in 2017.
He did. I don't know if he was there in 16 or not. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. The Texans are getting a lot of love this offseason. We know that. I have a question. What if Tyler Goodson catches that ball on 4th-and-1 in week 18? Are the Texans viewed the same way they are this offseason? Remember that drop in the Colts game late in the game? If he catches it, is it the same offseason for the Texans? That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.